From the top of the large boulder he sat on, Ensign Tom Davis looked across the expanse of the cave toward Captain Lucius Abernathy and Science Officer Diana King perched on a second, larger boulder and thought, "Well, this sucks." "Borgovian landworms," Captain Abernathy said and smacked his boulder with an open palm. "I should have known." "You should have known? How the hell could you not have known?" thought Ensign Davis, and looked at the vast dirt floor of the cave, its powdery surface moving here and there with the shadowy humps that marked the movement of the massive, carnivorous worms. From his boulder, Davis looked down at the dusty smear of the cave floor that was all that remained of Crewman Chen. The landworms, called by the sound of the humans walking in the cave, had tunneled up under him and dragged him down, leaving nothing but echoing screams. And the smear. "Davis!" Captain Abernathy called. "Stay where you are! Any movement across that ground will call to the worms! You'll be eaten instantly!" "Thanks for the useless and obvious update, you jackass," Davis thought, but did not say because he was an ensign and Abernathy was the captain. Instead, what he said was, "Aye, Captain." A thought suddenly came to Davis. "You're part of the security detail," it said. "You have a pulse gun. You could just vaporize these things." He reached down to unclasp the gun from its holster and aimed at a moving hump of dirt coming toward his boulder. Abernathy's cry of, "Davis, no!" arrived at the exact instant Davis fired. A screech emanated from the mound, followed by violent thrashing, followed by a sinister rumbling, followed by the ground of the cave erupting as dozens of worms suddenly burst from the dirt. "The pulse gun is ineffective against Borgovian landworms," Davis heard Science Officer King say over the unspeakable noise of the thrashing worms. "The frequency of the pulse sends them into a frenzy. Ensign Davis has just called every worm in the area." "You couldn't have told me this before I fired?" Davis wanted to scream. "You couldn't have said, 'Oh, by the way, don't fire a pulse gun at a Borgovian landworm at our mission briefing?' On the ship? At which we discussed landing on Borgovia? Which has fucking landworms?" Davis didn't scream this at King because he knew there was no way she would hear him. And besides, it was already too late. He'd fired. The worms were in a frenzy. Somebody now was likely to die. It was likely to be Ensign Davis,